one else. Here's Gruber.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you listening today. You can follow us at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, of course, Twitter, Instagram. I've never actually seen Instagram. I'm told that we have it. I'm very excited just to hear it, but I've never actually seen it. But I'm looking into it, and someday I'll actually look at Instagram. That's how excited I am. Now, I have a very special guest here in the studio with me. Emily Sioma is here. She is Miss Michigan. Emily, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
Good to have you here. Cindy Clark is here as well from the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
And I understand you two are teaming up for a very important event today here in Michigan in East Lansing. Emily, let's start with you. What's going on?
Yeah, so I have been so graciously invited to be a part of the MDA Muscle Team Gala that's at 6 o'clock tonight. And I've never been in attendance before. This is one of the perks of being Miss Michigan. You get to partner with so many amazing organizations, help them raise funds, and sure, also interact with a lot of people across the state.
All right. So this event is tonight. It's a big deal. And Cindy, I want you to explain, if you would, to the listeners. Everybody's heard of muscular dystrophy. Everybody's heard of MDA. Everybody's, you know, they're very well familiar with it. But what is it? I mean, what is it as far as an illness goes? What does it mean to people?
Well, there are 43 different types of muscle disease, including ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And the 43 different types of disease affect people in different ways. Their muscles, where it could be from their legs to their upper body, their back, and so on.
So this is a whole host of illnesses and maladies and issues that face people of all ages. Is it in young people? Is it in old people? When does it show up?
Yes. Depending on the disease, it can show up at the time of birth all the way into your elder people in their 50s and 60s for ALS.
Did you just call me an elder person? It's okay. I'm okay. I'm going to survive that. Of course, Emily laughs because she's like a little bit younger than I am. Emily, this is a big deal for you. You've been Miss Michigan how long?
I was crowned June 16th. So it hasn't been too long, but I'm just riding the high of getting back from Miss America.
All right. So, and tell me, how did that go for you?
It was wonderful. I had such an amazing time. We were in a very transitional year, but with that, there were really amazing women that were up there on the stage with me, representing their states respectively. And I made a lot of great friendships, learned a lot about, you know, myself, what I have the opportunity to do as Miss Michigan, and, you know, made those friendships that are going to last a lifetime. I know it sounds so lame to say that, but truly, that was the feeling I left with.
That's okay. I spend each morning here working for World Peace. It's okay. I get it. So I understand that. But tell me about this, because obviously you've become involved with the MDA here and with what Cindy's got going on here. And you do have visibility. You have an opportunity to reach people that maybe you wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity. So it's important to you.
Yeah. And so being able to partner with organizations that are helping to raise funds to, you know, provide treatment, to be able to, you know, develop treatments and cures even for these disorders and diseases. The Miss America organization partners with Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And with that comes meeting a lot of children who do have muscle disorders. And so being able to meet people in our community who are, you know, just trying their best to, you know, feel good, that to be able to bring a smile to their face, sure, and to be a part of something like this, which is going to be such an awesome, fun night of activities. Like there's going to be silent auctions and just allowing them to feel celebrated. I'm the one that feels really lucky to be a part of this.
Well, and that's a great comment. Emily Sioma, Miss Michigan, here with us. And that event is tonight for the MDA. It's at the Huntington Club at Michigan State University Spartan Stadium, 535 Chestnut Road. And we can find out more. Let me ask you this, Cindy Clark here from the MDA, how much do we hope to raise? What are our goals here? And obviously for you, it's ongoing. Emily lending a hand here when she can. I'm sure her calendar is a little full, but what are your goals here? What do you hope to accomplish from the event tonight?
Overall, we're hoping to raise $45,000, $20,000 with our mission moment. We have many sponsorships, many businesses from across Michigan attending tonight, purchasing tables and buying tables for our special guests.
So for the folks that are listening that are in Marquette or Traverse City and can't make it to Michigan State this evening, let's not let that be a barrier to them. Let's make sure they can still get involved and make sure they can still support this very worthy cause. How would they do that?
They can go online to greatermichiganmuscleteam.org.
Greater Michigan Muscle Team. org. And Emily, what would you say to these folks to encourage them to get involved? You've had the opportunity to meet some of these people that have been affected by these diseases, and obviously you're going to be there. What is your role there tonight?
Well, for me, I get to partner with an athlete, and I don't know too much about what we're going to be doing. At first, I thought, like, oh, it's a gala, so I'm going to be all dressed up in a gown. And then they're like, oh, you might be playing sports. And so now I'm reevaluating what my role is going to be. But just to partner with someone and talking about getting other people involved, know that muscle disorders, they can affect you at any time in your life and you never know when. So reach out, lend a helping hand, anything that you can to be able to provide because you never know when you might need this treatment or cure.
Yeah, you might have to bring a wardrobe change. You know, if you have to go from the gown and the heels.
I'm okay with that. I'm a quick change artist.
Yeah, there you go, to the yoga pants and whatever else it might take to get it all done. Let's have some details about where this event's taking place.
Tonight at Michigan State University at the Huntington Club. It overlooks the Spartan Stadium, and it starts at 6 o'clock. We're excited to have all our guests arrive, and we'll have a silent auction going on with a wine pull as well as a putting contest, and then we will sit down for dinner in the program.
Putting contest?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You get to try three times to putt for $10. And we're going to have a putt-off at the end of the night. Whoever gets a hole in one will get to compete again for a prize, which was donated by the MSU golf team.
So it's a big event going on. Again, it's for muscular dystrophy and the MDA, the Greater Michigan Muscle Team, trying to raise $45,000. And it doesn't matter. If you're out state somewhere, you're not going to be near Michigan State, it's okay. If you're listening to this program, we encourage you to get involved, because you really can make a difference and help us to achieve these goals. And Emily Sioma, Miss Michigan here, and Cindy Clark here from the MDA, I greatly appreciate you guys coming in and taking the time, Emily, and congratulations on your crowning, your victory.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and appreciate it. And Cindy, Bestia is pulling this off tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
There you have it. It's Emily Sioma and Cindy Clark, Miss Michigan, and Cindy Clark from the MDA, respectively. Quick break now. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.